Hey, are you there? You haven't been answering my messages. Where the hell are you, dude?
About time. I've been messaging you, like, all morning. Unless your phone is dead or something, at least answer. Come on, let me sit down. I'd like to not stand at your door all day. So are you gonna answer me now? I sent you a billion messages, but you never responded. Well, not a billion, but you know what I mean. What? Did I say something wrong? You're staring at me like a deer in headlights. Get over here and sit down, dork. That's better. Holy, what has gotten into you? It's been harder and harder to get in contact with you lately. You're not ignoring me, are you? I haven't done anything wrong that I know of, or is it something else? Is someone bothering you? Because I'll smack some sense into them if they are. Just give me a name and where to find them. That's not it, huh? You know, your silence really speaks volumes. Is it really so hard to tell me? If it's some sort of secret, I promise I won't tell a soul. We've been friends for how many years now? You know I won't say a word to anyone. Ooh, so it is a secret. I could kind of tell by the vibe you're giving off, but what exactly is the secret in question? Come on, at least say something. I'm curious about what's going on with you, and I miss my gaming buddy. It's been weeks since we hung out last and did something, so why not just spill the beans and get this over with? If it's some gaming secret, it's ridiculous to keep it for this long. That look says it's not. Is it something worse? Did you commit a crime? Is that why you're not answering? Listen, I know you're my friend, but do not think I'm taking the fall for you. Copying homework back in school is one thing, but something like this is far worse. Settle down, you goof. I'm just fucking around, dude. I know you wouldn't do something that bad. But seriously, what is going on with you? You really don't seem like yourself. It's like you're off in dreamland or... Oh, I think I know. You have a crush on someone, don't you? I knew it. You are crushing on someone. Oh, that look in your eyes. Oh, it speaks volumes. So who is it? Is it someone at work? It wouldn't surprise me if it is. Or is it someone that we used to go to school with? That'd be a throwback, huh? Or maybe... Is it a relative? That's kind of interesting, but hey, you do you. Again, I am just fucking with you. You're so easy to fluster. Really though, who is it? Come on, is it so hard to tell me? It is, isn't it? Well, the only thing I can say is take your time. The worst she or he could say is no. I know it sounds cheesy, but it's true. Well, I guess ew would probably be worse, but the point is, there's no need to really say names. Could you at least tell me what they're like? Wow, she really sounds wonderful, like the perfect woman. A lot better than me. So why haven't you asked her out yet? Or have you even asked her out yet? No, yeah, I get it. Yeah, it can be kind of tough to do that sort of thing. It's a difficult choice to make. But, as your friend, I say just go for it. I'll be here to support you in any way I can. What? I didn't hesitate at all. Look, don't worry about it. Just go ask that woman out or whatever. No, I'm not jealous. Why would I be when... Okay, fine. Maybe I am jealous, but there's a reason. Hearing the way you described her, It's stupid. It makes me wish that someone would describe me like that. But I'm not sure anyone is really interested in a boyish girl like me. Whatever. The least I can do is cheer you on. You're my best friend. I'll be there for you whenever you need me to be. I just want to see you happy. It should be obvious why I'm telling you this. See, I like you a lot. I mean, in a more than friends kind of sense. I have for quite a while, actually. Pretty much since halfway through elementary school. Everyone always treated me like one of the guys, and you were the only one who treated me like, well, me. And over time, I fell for you. To you, I was a girl, a woman. Honestly, how could I not like that? From all people, too. It was my best friend. I haven't told you because I didn't want to ruin our friendship, but hearing that you're interested in someone else, it hurts. It hurts in my heart. Yeah, I know it sounds cheesy and out of character, but I seriously do like you. And I want you. The same time, though, I understand that I'm just not who you want. Sorry, I really shouldn't have made this all about me. And I know I should have been happy and supportive of you, but instead I'm just being pitiful about myself. I have it wrong. What do you mean? About the person you like? I don't get what you mean. Wait. Are you saying that the person you described is me? But no, how? The way you described me, that's not me. No way it's me. No, you're lying. There's no way you actually like me that much. You're just bullshitting me, aren't you? I really? Me? You're actually serious, right? I don't know what to say. I thought you were interested in someone else. Someone who just sounded so perfect. But it was me all along. You little prick. And for how long, To think for all these years. I thought I had a one-sided crush on you. I thought you'd never see me as more than a friend, but how wrong I was. Oh, no. You're not squirming out of this. You have nowhere to be. I'll pin you down if I need to. For one, we have weeks of hanging out to make up for. For two, there's someone who wants to give you what you deserve. You know, I discovered something fairly recently about you. Whenever we'd game together, I'd notice something grow between your legs. I originally passed it off as nerves or something, until I noticed it happening more and more. You've been getting hard because of me, haven't you? You're lucky we're such good friends. I might have kicked your fucking ass otherwise. In Mario Kart, obviously. Now, what are we working with here? Look at this cock. You know, I gotta say, I'm impressed. It's everything I imagined it would be. Yes, I've had fantasies about your cock and seeing it and tasting it and writing it. And just shut up. You know, given how hard you are, I bet you are also imagining this. My hand wrapped around your throbbing cock. Well, it won't be the only thing wrapped around it. No. Be a good boy and relax. I want to get a really good taste of it. Fuck, he tastes so good. And the shape fits my mouth perfectly. You know, I shouldn't be surprised. We've been around each other often. We've molded each other with our own pieces. You know, I want you to listen to me. And when you come, I want it down my throat. All the way. Got it? So come on, dude. Paint my fucking throat white. Holy shit, that's a lot of gum. Fuck, it feels so warm. I want more of it. And I'll ride it out of you to get it. I just wish you could come inside me. I didn't plan that far ahead. But I can still make you come for me. Now, let me just get on top of you. Oh, wow, fuck. That feels really good. Oh, your cock is absolutely perfect, dude. Oh, damn, I wish you'd done this sooner. Yes. Oh my god. Yes. Fuck, yes, it's hitting all the right spots. Told you we've molded each other. I've honestly fantasized about this moment so many times. My best friend's cock so deep inside me. Obviously, I never thought it would ever happen. Even up until a little bit ago, I still thought the same. But yes, here you are, deep inside me. I'd be a shit liar if I didn't say it feels so fucking good. Oh my god, yes. God, I just want to ride the shit out of you all night. Coming all over your cock. You painting me with yours. Fuck, I really wish we had some condoms though. God, yes. God, I'm gonna fucking come. God, you just feel too fucking good. I'm gonna come from my best friend's cock. Yes. Oh, yes. Fuck. Yes. 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 fuck, that was too good. But please don't stop. Let me lay down and then you can keep going. I know you're not done yet, and I want more. Oh God, I've needed this so badly. Oh, I needed you so badly. Yes. Oh, it feels so good. Oh God, the amount of time wasted between us. The amount of time we could have been doing this instead. We could have been having so much more fun. Than me kicking your ass in Smash Bros. Just don't come inside me, please. As much as we both want it, just don't. But you can come on my tummy, if that's okay. Just please don't stop fucking me. Please, baby, please, yes, come for me, please, please, yes, God, God, you feel so good when you're about to come, yes, no, fuck, you're gonna make me come again, yes, 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 keep going, please, just a little bit more, please, please, please make me come again for you, yes, yes, yes. Yes, come all over my stomach, yes. Yes, make a big fucking mess while I come for you. Yes, paint me black, yes. Oh, God, that feels so weird. Oh, but it's so good, too. And it's everywhere. God, that is so hot. Wow, this'll... certainly take a bit to clean up, but it was so worth it. I just can't believe you never told me that you liked me. Mind you, I didn't say shit either. Yep, just like that old saying, better late than never. Yeah, you felt really fucking good. Oh, God, you know you made me come twice, right? You did that to me. So be proud, you goof. In all honesty, though, sorry for just kind of throwing myself at you. I was just genuinely sad at the thought of you being with someone else. Especially considering all the years we've known each other. I just acted on random instinct, I guess. Maybe I was scared you wouldn't have time for me afterwards, and knowing myself, I'd really miss hanging out. I'd miss you a lot. But I guess I was worried for nothing. My stupid ass ended up being the one that you wanted. And we just fucked on and fucked up your couch. Only a small price to pay, am I right? I think I'll go clean myself up, if that's alright. I kind of want to get some food now, unless you maybe want to order in. Maybe after we can game or something. Hell no, you're not coming in your shower with me. For one, you know we'd probably get more messy than clean. And second, you haven't asked me a very specific question yet. I know we just had sex, but yes, I am going to make you say it. Come on then, dude. Why not ask out your crush? I'll make it really easy for you and answer yes.